All right, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of EDDS. As of this morning, today, well, morning for me, evening for you guys, our podcast, Table of Tales, has hit 500 downloads. So that's pretty fucking cool.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I got the email this morning at 10:30 my time. So that came through saying 500 downloads. Our first upload was September 14th, I think, was our first upload.
I think so.
So from September, October, November, December, January. So what's that? Five months?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. So.
Wow, we've been playing for 5 months.
Yeah, 20 weeks, dude.
That's nuts. Wow.
20 weeks.
Wow. Okay, well. Let's go over what happened last time. You guys went in search for this. Sorry. Where did you guys leave Nasala again?
She's sleeping
in her room at the inn, right?
Yeah, right.
And you guys locked the door and set some, I think, Bear set some traps or something
I set some traps. Well, traps.
Not traps.
I just set so I could see if they were there.
If anybody goes into the room while you guys are gone. And you guys left to go find this, supposedly the wizard of the town. And you found him, you did. He was exactly where your guys' information led you, into this tall, just ginormous tower that he lived in. And upon arrival, some things were going awry, and there was a big explosion due to mixing of not good components. You guys asked him for his help. He told you that he could help and more than likely wake up Nasala. Not a guaranteed thing, but more than likely would be able to. But he had too much work to do on focusing around the curse and how to lift it of Kvatch. And so he kind of offered up a deal, like a trade for you do something for me, I'll do something for you. He currently had a cart full of ingredients stolen. And he knew exactly where the location was. It was in a bandit camp that you guys have been. God, I should have got some more sleep last night. that you guys eventually, you know, as you got close to the bandit camp, he said he was going to wait for you guys to do what you needed to do to get his ingredients back. And he'll meet you back at the entrance.
So we're here basically.
But did not go with you guys.
And yeah, we also
collect a cart of supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we then also agreed to help him lift whatever is plaguing Kvatch.
Yes.
And that was in exchange for his help in healing Nasala.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you guys, you know, you followed him to the bandit camp. It was about a half day's walk from his place, so it is getting dark out. By now, and you guys, there was some guards that you guys, surprisingly, I don't know how nobody saw you, but nobody saw you guys, and they kind of just looked like they were on a patrol. You guys moved up a little closer to the bandit camp and then had a pretty good fight with, I believe it was two bowmen, two crossbowmen, and two people with halberds.
Yes,
I believe. You guys
that
made
was due
short
to
work.
Chris, that was Chris. Who the hell is Chris?
Chris, who is Chris?
That is due to Chris making a very terrible judgment call. and yeah, and then basically his friend over here, the master wizard mage. Are you a wizard or a mage?
It's the same, I think. Yeah, but in there's... Elder Scrolls, it would be mage, I think.
Okay, yeah. So our Master Mage decided to nuke the entire group of them in one hit. And yeah.
Well, actually, it was two hits, but.
Technically four, but.
Well, technically, they're all dead, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, they got to a crisp.
They got burned a bit, yes.
So.
But we nerfed it a bit, so.
That is where we left off. You guys are standing at one of the ruined archways that you've seen so many times before, walking up to the entrance of the bandit camp. And I keep saying bandit camp, and I guess I really need to describe what you guys are looking at for the listeners. It is not actually a camp at all. It is more of a old ruined castle, what it seems to be. Think there's go ahead.
Yeah, think of something like the shape of the entrance of Bleakfold's Barrow from Skyrim.
Oh my god, yeah.
Stone archway and all that.
Which me and you think alike. It's kind of creepy.
Nice.
I was just
yes, and as you would walk up closer to the there is this big big double doors that when you walk up, it's weird. The path just totally stops, and then it turns to like this nice stones that have been laid, brick, I should say, probably not stones, brick laid ground. There are three sets of stairs up to a level, and then another set of stairs on that level to go up to the actual door. And it does have walls surrounding the place, and from what you guys can see is it's a fairly large castle. There are parts of, like, you can see like maybe a cannonball or something, some sort of explosion happened off to the right hand side. There's like a hole in the wall and you can see the interior of the castle. But that's where we kind of left you guys, so I will what do you guys want to do?
So nobody's falling off a bridge behind us.
I just think we would hear it. It's quite far away now.
Yeah, well, like it's again
it's nighttime as well. So
the map is only so big.
True.
But yeah, you guys are probably like a mile at least.
Okay, then fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, so if something did happen, you probably didn't hear it.
We'd find out on the way home.
Yeah. Let's go into the keep.
Yeah. Let's all walk up to the keep, to the front door.
Maybe there's another moon face riddle there on the door.
Oh no, not another one of them.
God.
This time it's a number puzzle.
Wait, let me read. What does it say? Speak friend and enter. What does that mean?
I wonder. So you can try it. I don't know if anything's gonna happen or not.
No, what do we see at the door?
It is just two big double doors. Do you check the door?
Yes.
It is locked.
Might want to check for traps.
It'd be very weird if we had someone in the party that could, you know, look for traps and maybe unlock the door, he says. Very slowly turning his head towards Reed.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a convenience right now?
Well, there's nobody behind me. I don't know what you're looking at. Of course I can open the door. I go up and look for traps before I try to unlock the door.
Okay, roll an investigation for me.
I will. Why is it always me that do the first roll of the day?
I don't know. That's
a 14.
No, there are no traps that you can see.
Okay, I would like to unlock.
Okay.
Get some distance done.
Yeah, I'll join in.
That's a 21.
Yeah, you stick you kneel down to the lock and you examine it, and it doesn't take you any time at all. It's a pretty simple lock. Pops right open. Doors open. Like, the doors don't open, but they are now open. Like, for you guys to,
Wow, the door just opened.
I would like to shove it a little bit open and just like, after you.
Okay, are you guys trying to be sneaky?
I guess, with Chen, with Chris.
Yeah, as Chris walks up the door.
Don't have to, just ask it.
We can try.
Whoever is being stealthy, give me a stealth check.
That's a 25. That's a natural 20.
15.
Do you boys really want Gris to do a stealth check right now?
It's up to you.
You take disadvantage, but you know, whatever.
But
oh my god. Ooh, 15.
Oh. Yeah, you all are good. All right. So you open up the doors and it reveals a pretty lit room. Let me reveal some of the areas for you
lit
guys.
As in candle lit or lit as in boy, no, this like, is lit.
There's a party going on and it's fucking lit. So this is what you can see as of right now. There are stairs that lead upwards on the right hand side, on the left hand side. There are two I don't even know what you would call them, like they're not torches, but they have like a bunch of logs in them.
Yeah.
And they're fire producing pits. Light fire pits, but they're in like these bronze looking cauldrons.
Yeah, these braziers.
Yeah. And they're about like chest high to Gris's character. So they're standing pretty good. There's nice columns, again, brass columns that go up as support for the next floor above, you would presume, off to the left and the right. And you can tell, like I said, at the end of this hallway, it opens up because you can see the beginning of stairs off to your right and off to your left.
Can Chris
make- As you get there, Witcher, you do see Ooh. Somebody standing guard to your left. He hasn't seen you yet, but he's up. So there's stairs that go up to the left and then you would have to like kind of go right, and then there's another set of stairs and he's standing right at the stairs. And you also actually can see on the other side the exact same thing with another guard.
I see.
And then right here in the middle is just a giant wall that goes all the way up to the ceiling.
Mm.
So are there any other doors in this room?
Not that you can tell. But you do to see two guards standing just...
Can I see what's behind the guards here? Is there another corridor? You'd have to
climb the stairs. It's about... Each staircase has about 15 stairs.
Oh, so I see.
Yeah, it's fairly high up.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Guys,
so that's why they haven't seen you yet as well. It's because they are pretty high above you guys right now.
There are two guards ahead.
Well, go around.
I don't think there's much going around. They guard the only two entrances, it seems. Have a look at it, Reed. Maybe you can find another way.
Fine.
And Gris steps to a side lane past.
I will go up there.
There are stairs leading up.
Oh, I'm not even in there.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying. Reed could come in and have a look.
Well, I forgot to go in there. So, there's no way of getting past them without them seeing us.
No.
But I could maybe get behind one of them without them seeing me.
No.
Can you?
Well, actually, certain things you have, yes, you could get behind.
Yes, with the ring.
Yes. Reed, I forgot you for a second.
Reed, can you climb the wall and see if you can see the doorways?
It's a straight wall. Is there anything that I can crawl this wall with? Like, there's no... I have to use the pitons, right?
Yeah, yes. I mean...
So, no.
Yeah, they're smooth walls. Everything, yes. This is a very nicely built, like, interior.
Okay, Philvinda, can you use your telekinesis on Reed to levitate him up?
Can I? Am I strong enough to pick up a person with that already?
I'm going to leave that one up to the dice.
How tall?
Oh, no.
So how would we do this? Why don't you use telekinesis would be technically an intelligence. So why don't you roll an intelligence roll? just a straight intelligence roll and add your modifier to it. And that will be, yeah, I'm going to say a 16 is good enough to levitate somebody. I'll give you.
Oh, shit.
So am I now able to force grab seconds. People and
I'll
smack
give
them
you,
into
I'll
walls?
Give you. No, no.
Why do you take it like that?
No, no. This is like weapon. This is going to be kind of taxing.
I see.
And I'll give you 30 seconds to be able to lift him up.
All That's right. five turns. That's five turns. Just saying.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my god.
But so just to lift you up so that you can see where the way is going, right? Yeah.
So in this, obviously, there's no initiative in these five turns. So is it just going to be you two?
I'm literally going to set a timer on my phone as soon as it starts and go from there. Yeah.
All right, Reed, you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Okay. With both of my hands, I'll lift him up.
All right, time starts now.
Perception which... check.
Okay.
Can you pause it whenever he does a perception check?
That's nope. A 17.
Yeah, so where are you lifting? You're just lifting up to see like farther into the yes. behind the guards?
Yes.
Okay, I'll say you see this. Yeah. Was that the side you were?
I think I'm right in the middle here so that yes. we can okay. see both.
Yes.
Okay. And 27 seconds. You see.
Chris goes underneath him. Strength check to catch.
Okay. Spell ends.
Unless, strength, I want to do a yeah. strength check to catch him.
Yeah.
What would that okay. be? Just a strength check, or would that be a?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say a strength.
A 22.
Yeah, you there catch you. Him. Catch him like a princess in your arms. So yeah, pretty much, what you saw that both of them led into the same room.
Fine.
Okay. Just gonna say we didn't get much out of that, but that worked amazingly. I didn't think it would.
Yeah. A little more for.
Well, me, I so. Think. Even though we don't know if there are more bandits or guards in the back of that room, we might as well just make a surprise attack on these guys if we cannot go around them.
Sure, I'll fire an arrow at the guy to the left.
Oh my god.
Oh, okay, well...
Chris is in a world of his own.
We're going to roll initiative.
Chris is in a world of his own. He doesn't even know what's going on. And then he just hears a... Whooshing! As an arrow gets fucking launched, she's like, what? What was that?
Okay, you guys initiative? Your initiatives now. Jesus Christ.
Is the surprise round first now? Or?
Yeah, yeah, we get
yeah,
the surprise
yeah,
round.
Yeah, I'm just getting initiatives in yeah, just to get right. that done with, and then we'll go into the actual like yeah. combat scenario.
Do we get a free action to like talk to the person next to us?
I don't care if you guys talk. I won't let you have like full on conversations in combat. But if
all
you're
right,
like,
let's begin. Our
I'm
tale.
Running to the right. I'm gonna yep. go attack this guy. Like, yeah, that's totally fine.
I was thinking like, well, obviously, like one word sentences. Like, if we keep it short.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Definitely.
Sound.
God. Guys, never try to do the diplomatic solution. Always trying to go in with.
Hey, I heard we might as well test five seconds. So fine.
No, it's totally fine.
And we just blew them up, and we just blew other people up outside. So
yeah, that's a very good point. Mm-hmm. We need to mm-hmm. explode mm-hmm. a lot of people to ash. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. And they did scream. Ba-ba-da. Good job, Filvinder.
What?
What?
What? I didn't do anything. Oh, this guy. Okay,
guy on the left.
Sheets are up. I need to chain up. Those all look good, except for
I don't like
guy.
That they wear shields, so I might not hit this. But I do get advantage.
Oh, yeah? You think so?
I do. He does.
I do get advantage when I'm hitting.
Just kidding.
I'll okay, take
we cue the battle music as soon as I find it. Okay, so you. Oh, I need to roll initiative for all these people.
Whenever you say cute about music, why do I always have the guy playing a guitar in Mad Max?
Pretty silent for me, at least.
Yeah, you got to know.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
There you go. Okay, let me roll these guys' initiatives.
Well, there's only two of them. Nope. Oh, fuck. There's not just two of them, boys.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Yep. Okay.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
Wow, they all rolled shit. I might be rolling bad today, guys.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, keep it that way.
So, Reid, you hop out of Gris's arms, and you, as you do it, ever so perfectly, you pull out your crossbow.
Short bow.
Short bow. I'm sorry. Your short bow. You rack a fucking arrow, and you let it loose.
That's a 25. That's a crit.
Fucking goes into the guy's fucking jugular, and he's just like gurgling on his blood.
You're only at the first dice, so it's 7 on the first dice and 7, 9 on the other one.
Oh, okay. So
you don't crit.
You just shot him in the throat, dude. You crit it.
The second one is my sneak attack. That's why.
All right, and
I added that to my weapon.
Wow,
is he dead? Okay.
So it's 7
no,
plus
he's
9.
Not dead.
It's only 16
damage. Just
got
shot in the throat.
It's just 16 damage.
You obviously have not played D&D for very long.
No,
no, I haven't.
You fucking.
It would be reasonable for him to die, but there are still some HP to keep track of.
Yeah.
I would like to, for my bonus action, just quickly, I would like to slap Gris in the face.
Okay. What?
What?
You fucking run up and you slap him across the face.
It's just
wait,
to wake up.
Do I not get a reaction to that?
No, I just want you to wake up. That's why. No. That's my turn. Oh, that's my sneak attack.
all right, we'll just... Felvindar, or whoever can go next. You guys are in a so.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who goes. You all get a.
I need to think a bit differently about that dual casting now.
God, nobody rolled at double digits in their initiative except for Gris.
Yeah. So, because of that, Gris is going to slap Reid on the way past and run up to the guard on the left.
Okay, so you actually can't make it to him this turn because, like I said, each staircase is 15 stairs.
So what?
So you make it to the first landing, and then you have another landing that the guard's standing on.
So Gris makes up to the first landing of stairs, panting because he hates stairs. He's tired after the first round. And Gris would like to drink one of his potions of health.
Okay. Roll, I think that was a D4, D6, D4.
D4?
Do you remember what kind of potion it was? Like, what level of potion?
It was I believe it was a D...
it's a D6.
It's a D6.
I want to say D6. Gris only got D6. I had all the D4s.
Okay.
D6 plus my level, right?
Your constitution, yeah, or no, not your.
No, it's just
D6. Your it's your just... level. Yeah,
so that's 5 plus 5, so I gain 10.
Yeah. So you heal for 10 hit points.
So that puts me up one past maximum. So I'm guessing I just heal to maximum. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I no worries on that, and that will be. Wait, technically I haven't used my action either, right?
Nope.
Just movement.
I would like to do dodge.
Yeah.
Okay. If he comes running down at you and tries to attack you, you will get...
No, he will have a disadvantage on all attack rolls.
Yeah. Mm. Disadvantage.
See, now Gris is starting to think.
I'm learning, boys. Yeah. I'm learning. 20.
Just running out in the room. It's just like... Come at me! And don't do anything.
Like 20-something weeks in, and I'm slowly learning.
Yeah, it takes time. All right, Felvindar.
Yes. Reid attacked the left one, did he?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Then with one hand, I will concentrate on conjuring... Oh, no. No, wait. Ah, no. I need both hands for the Frost Etronach, but only one for the Flame Etronach. Yeah, I like the change.
I thought it was
well.
Nice.
Then I will concentrate on conjuring the Frost Atronach on on the next turn.
So, just for continuity, would you like to just quickly explain the change for us, DM?
Oh yes. So, I think I mentioned this at the very beginning of all of our recording this podcast, but I converted all the spells from Skyrim into EDDS, and we realized very quickly as they leveled up that in Skyrim you can shoot two fireballs, right? You can use both your hands or you can charge up to make one big one. Well, I was just allowing two fireballs, and due to the damage, like, you could potentially, I mean, with criticals, you could potentially be doing like 40 damage at level 5. So what I did was spells that are adapt, expert, and master level require two hand casting. So you will only be able to shoot one fireball now a turn.
And the radius of
chain lightning or any, the radius effect was way too wide. I was making it 20, like maybe for a master and expert level spell, sure, but this is not that. Yeah. So that is the change that I did.
Yeah, and it's some good balancing, I think. So yeah, that's his turn.
Okay. Well, now we start our initiative. Gris, it is your turn.
Filvendal, what did you end up doing?
I'm concentrating on conjuring a Frost Atronach on these stairs to the right.
On the right-hand side, okay.
Yeah.
So it's Gris's turn. So this guy's currently holding his throat on the left, right? So I could technically make it
the one that,
that got shot in the neck. Yeah. So would it be fair in saying he has disadvantage if I attack him?
Sure, I'll give him disadvantage because there's a crit.
Okay, so Gris is going to move up and yeah.
Take your full movement speed.
Yeah, moving up to the top of the stairs.
Yeah. I'm just saying it would take your full movement speed, so you won't be able to move after you get up there, but you still can attack.
And of course, I would like to use my action, obviously, to attacky the boy in front of me. Which is... what am I attacking? I'm attacking with this. Fuck. It's 27? No, I don't get advantage. He gets disadvantage. How's that work? Do I get advantage on his attack? On my attack?
I'll be nice and give you advantage. So yeah, you.
That's a crit.
Yeah. So, roll your damage real fast.
That would be 16 damage.
Yeah. So as he's holding his throat, he like tries to go reach for his sword, but can't get to it in time. And you come flying through with your sword and slice his fucking, the hand that was holding his, neck is now just flying through the air. You cut off his forearm from his forearm up. Okay. And he screams out in pain. Yep. He's still alive. Then but he's looking pretty fucked up.
Well, I get my extra attack on any attack, so I will hit him again.
Okay.
That's a 19.
Okay.
And that's another 10 damage.
Yeah, so you, in one perfect motion, you lob off his forearm, and then you like rotate the blade and come up with it, and you cut through like his jaw and just like cut off the front of his face, and he falls over and dies.
Holy fuck, that's a little brutal.
Yeah.
And with a quick comment, Gris goes face off.
God damn it. Okay.
That was good.
Is that your turn?
Perception for bonus.
You're up there, so you'll be able to see everything now. You don't even need to roll perception unless you're like trying to look for something. But you see, can just reveal this whole room to you, really, except behind there.
It's a big room.
Yeah. Oh shit!
There are three chickens there.
yeah. Secret rings, or whatever they're called, telepathy rings.
Yeah, ring of telepathy.
Ring of telepathy. So through them, Gris gonna make the comment. Three more boys up here, as well as the other guys, five.
So four now.
All right.
So four left.
All right, Phil Vindar, it's your turn. And you, where are you summoning your frost statue? Not right there. Okay. Oh,
there, if that's okay.
On the first landing.
Yes.
On the right, you all see this giant frost-like creature that appears. It stands like 8 feet tall and is just massive. It has giant ice, just all made of ice. It has these giant like tree trunk-sized legs and these arms that are just sharpened to a point.
Sounds like my ex. Carry on.
At least it's not breaking these stairs.
Yes, no need to worry about that.
No, these are very strong stairs.
And, I will use again both of my hands to cast Iron Flesh.
Okay.
And I don't think I can reach the very top of the stairs.
Nope, you would be able to reach up to where your Atronaut is.
Yes. I mean, not that top, but this level.
Yes,
of the stairs.
Yes. Yeah. I got you.
Right.
The first platform.
Where's the symbol for it? There it is. All right. And that is my turn. And now it would be the Frost Atronach's turn.
Yes. And he is going to look up at the guard at the top of the stairs and shoot an ice spike.
Poor guy.
Why
is that not coming up for me?
Yet.
Oh, there it is. Holy shit. That's a critical. All right. So you see the Frost Atronaut lift up one of his arms and he points it directly at the guard and sends a giant spike of ice and it crashes into his chest. Doing a decent amount of damage. He actually steps back a little bit from just the force. Okay. It is now Gris. You see a guy stand up from a throne and pull out a giant battle axe. And then you also see him step down. He can go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. He starts making his way over to you.
Okay.
Now it is the guard, the remaining guard that was standing at the top of the stairs. He's gonna run down and actually attack the Frost Atronaut because he looks a little more scared of that than he would be you, Phil Vindar. And he is going to run down. As he's running down the stairs, he's pulling out his short sword, giving a battle cry. And
misses, I guess.
He like swings into the Frost Atronaut and his blade like just chips. And he just like looks up at the Frost Atronaut and it's like, oh, fuck. And that's his turn. Reed, it is your turn.
I would like to use my bonus action to dash.
Okay.
So how far is it up to Gris?
I would say you would be able to make it to Gris if you use dash.
Yes. I would like to stand before I get up to him right here. I would like to use my action to shoot this guy with a bow and arrow.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought he was going to shoot through my legs for a second.
And I get a sneak attack on it because I have friendlies within 5 feet.
Within 5 feet.
If I hit, of course. That's an 11. I don't hit. I just go up here.
Yeah, no, you you shoot off an arrow and it clinks off his helmet and just goes flying into the staircase.
Yeah, I just go up there.
Flesh and bone. Yeah, that's fine. All right.
That's my turn.
It's one of the Halberg's guys' turns, and he can get 5, 10, 15, 20, almost to you guys, but he's going to come up and get about 10 feet in front of you guys. Now there is a man standing there with a Halberg, and the other Halberg guy is going to help his buddy. 1, 5, 10. He can make it there. All right, Gris, it's your turn.
Okay, Gris is gonna turn to Reed and see him next to him and say, "Reed, hold position." And
sure.
Gris is going to, so if I step forward one, that's 5 feet, right? So Reed's technically within 5 feet still.
Yes.
Okay, so Gris is gonna move forward 5 feet. And he is going to ready a dodge action.
Okay.
Okay.
You move forward and you're just waiting for somebody to swing at you. Felvindar, so it's back to you.
If I'm correct, the dodge action means anyone that attacks me
has disadvantage.
Disadvantage.
Until your next turn.
And just going to also tell you that if, because Reed is within 5 feet of me, technically, any attack on him gets disadvantaged due to my...
You can only do that once with reaction. But yes, technically, yes.
So, yeah.
All right. Felvindar.
Right, so...
Got a guy right in front of you.
With his right hand, he will cast some spark out of his fingertips that hit the guy.
Okay.
To the right, it's a dex save of 15.
Yeah.
Nope. He takes it. 13 lightning damage.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
And with my left hand, I will. Now it's important for me to know I have the Revenant spell, which is adept level, and Reanimate Corpse, which is apprentice level. Is a Reanimate Corpse enough, or do I need to use both hands for Revenant to reanimate this god? Depends on how powerful it is.
Yeah, no, I'll just tell you this because this is, I don't know how I would like not tell you. He would need the lower of the two.
Yeah, so yeah. Reanimated that body that is below or equal to the caster's mage level, that's reanimate corpse.
Yeah, so that's what you would need if you wanted to reanimate his corpse.
So then I would like to do that with my with my left hand.
Well, he's not dead yet, so.
No, I mean this guy here to the left.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you could.
No, not that guy. He will be, but no, he's not dead yet.
Wow.
You're not close enough. That only has a range of 30 feet.
Am I not?
No.
Wait a second. 30 feet?
Isn't that
30 feet? Up the 10 stairs. Feet as well. He'll be up 10 feet as well.
I'm going to say you can't really see him just yet.
Isn't it on the same height level?
No.
Oh, no, it's higher.
That's up another 15 stairs.
I got you.
I mean, so how useful is he going to be? He's missing a hand and a face.
Still, that's better than nothing.
That's true.
He's going to be blind. He's going to be one-handed.
I mean, what do you expect from a zombie?
And he's going to stand right behind a guy that hates undead.
Yeah, it's just meant as a bit of support.
Yes, I know.
That's exactly what he is. And
shouting across to us saying, like, you guys are beautiful is more moral support than an actual.
And better he takes an attack or than you guys. So, yes. Well, if that's the case, I will with my other hand also cast another more sparks at the guy in front of me again. Save.
Yeah, we'll see if he
fails again and takes 9 more lightning damage.
Yeah, you raise up both your hands and just sparks start to appear and then shoot out of your hands.
Power.
Yes. And you see a skeleton, it like flash a couple of times, like you see
like
through his skin, yeah, for a second, just for a brief second, and then he's like, and then
he's not wearing metal armor, is he?
No, these guys are wearing leather armor. Okay. They have a metal helmet, but I'm not gonna give he's any still up? Extra damage. He is, but he's smoking a bit. So
all right.
Also, real quick, do you think the podcast will get copyrighted if I literally cut in Palpatine going unlimited power when Phil Vidal said that? I really want to badly.
I don't do it. I wouldn't do it just in case. But
I need to work on my impression a bit better.
Yeah, there you go.
Unlimited power. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah.
It is now.
Frost Atronaut.
Big burly guy. Oh yes, Frost Atronaut is gonna.
I think we might want to add these guys in the turn order so we don't forget about them.
I keep because I always do.
Yeah, but, since I use them pretty frequently.
Yeah.
Just add them the same initiative as Sylvanda.
Yeah, you can manually type that in.
So you see the Frost Atronaut lift up its foot and brings it right down, or tries to bring it, does bring it down right on top of the guy. And he fucking is now prone.
Ooh.
Let me put
I think prone. It's the body on the hands and knees.
There you go.
There you go.
Yes,
he is now prone and takes 5 bludgeoning damage. All right. Now it's this big burly guy with the battle axe. He's going to walk up to you, Gris, and take a swing. He fucking swings, and the battle axe comes and gets you right in your side.
It's the 12, is it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dodge. I forgot. Dodge, yeah. You do exactly that, and he swings and you dodge down and it goes right over your head.
Nice. And then she's gonna attack you again.
Again? Again.
Extra attack.
What, you think you're the only person that gets extra attack?
I'm just curious.
Hold on. Ha! No. So you're like kind of recovering from you like squatted down, and he like just brings it right down on top of you, and it digs into your shoulder for 10 slashing damage. Don't add the 4.
Ow.
Wait, does that?
Ow. Yeah. Do I not get a reaction when I use dodge, or is that just
no? It's just literally just a stance that you take.
Oh, yeah.
That's from all attacks to my next turn, right?
It was.
Yeah.
Well, it's disadvantage on all attacks onto your next turn. Yes. So
yes.
Okay. Yeah. But you can still use your reaction if they move away from you. You can hit them, but you cannot do anything else with your reaction apart from saving me from an attack.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Which was my plan.
We're gonna. The camera pans over to the other staircase where Vindar is, and the guy that got stomped down onto the ground is gonna use his move action to get up and attack. He's gonna take a stab at you, Phil Vindar.
Misses.
Yeah, he stabs and but he's kind of off balance from getting up, and it goes like right between your arm and your ribs and cuts like your robe a little bit, but doesn't cut you at all. And that is his turn. Is it?
I think so. Unless think he has an extra attack.
He used his movement to get up.
Half his movement.
Yeah.
If he tries to get away, he gets attack of opportunity from both.
So he's kind of getting scared. So he is going to try to run away from you guys.
Oh, yes, please.
Here.
Let the carnage begin.
You make an attack, Felvindor, and I'll roll one for the Frost Atronaut. He's going to try to stomp again.
What would I use for an attack of opportunity? Any spell?
Just any kind of attack.
Just a one-handed one that's quick.
I would say that, I like that. one-handed one, like a really quick spell, so you don't have to, like, I imagine a fireball. It might take a little more effort.
Yeah.
To, just some flames.
Frostbite, DC 15 dex save.
He saves. No, he doesn't. But he scurries away and jumps to the side of the frost astronauts.
Astronaut.
God damn it. Frost astronaut. His foot as he comes down and it shakes the floor beneath you, but he jumps right in front of you and is totally open to your spell and gets hit by some very cold fucking wind and starts to shiver. And
13 cold damage.
By the time he gets up to the top of the stairs, he is, you can tell, is hurting bad. And that's his turn. Now the camera pans back over and it's Reed's turn.
Okay, let's see. The problem is I do more damage with my daggers than I do with my bow.
For these kinds of situations, I like the mobile feat, with which you can get in, attempt an attack, and then get back out without provoking an attack of opportunity.
Yes, but I can do that with my the bonus action as well. But I don't want to.
Yeah,
do that.
You're right.
But I don't want to do that.
Why not?
Because I got told to hold put.
Oh, you're obedient. Not really. Obedient out of the sudden.
I just don't want to be attacked because I only have 16.
Charmed?
No, I'm not.
You can stay within 5 feet of me, though.
True.
Can I get you here? Can I get on this?
Actually, what? That's fine. Can I get like over here?
Yeah, for sure. Nice. I imagine you'd go behind Gris.
Yes.
Yeah, that's totally.
I would like to stab this guy.
Yeah, go for it.
With my dagger plus two.
Could you not try hide behind me first?
I don't need to.
Yeah, so you go in for a stab, but he just like parries it away with his battle axe.
Even if I hide behind you, I can't do anything. So
yeah, you might even,
I don't get advantage.
You might even go into the hallway so you can move around a bit more.
Nah. I would like to use my bonus action to disengage.
Okay. You disengage, you run in, Gris, you fucking see Reed, Naruto run around you and then come up and try to stab the chief that's right in front of you and then quickly scurries behind you. I don't know why I always think of rogues just running like Naruto. No idea why. it just seems like fitting for them.
Not a weep.
Well, your god is, so
why do you call yourself a god? Come on.
Okay, well, that's my turn. I can't do anything else, sadly.
Because it's true.
Oh no.
Hold on.
Wait.
Here would you also
don't defy your god?
Oh no. But like I said, I have better chance at hitting with my dagger than my short bow if I didn't roll a goddamn 5.
That's all right.
So,
I did the wrong one.
No.
I have a +7 to my dagger. +7.
Still, you can miss. That's the things of D&D.
So the guy with the halberd, Gris, is going to step to your left and make a swing on you.
Yup.
19, does that hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the what he does is with the pointy part of the blade, he like thrusts it into your stomach.
Wait. Did you attack with your did you attack or are you still in dodge action?
I'm still in dodge.
So disadvantage, so that's an 11.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, he didn't. Wait, I guess it hasn't been a full round yet. So
yeah, it's not his turn yet.
A full round. Okay.
We completely forgot that.
God damn. My bad. Sorry, guys. Lack of sleep.
It's okay.
All good. He's still going to do exactly kind of what I was describing. He's going to try to like get you right in the stomach, like skewer you. But he doesn't get it where it needs to be to pierce through your armor, and it just slides like right off your armor and scratches the stomach part a bit. Now is the other Halberg's guy, and he is gonna move up to try to funnel you guys on the staircase. And that is gonna be his turn. Gris, we are back to you.
Yeah.
So and now the dodge action ends for now, at least.
Yeah.
Unless you take another one. And another one. You know that meme?
Another
one. And another one.
So I think I want to say the battle axe guy. Want to say I'm going to attack him, but at the same time, do I attack the... I'm guessing he's the strongest out of the two next to me.
I don't know. Who knows?
The Halberg's a plus six. But I don't know what his strength is compared to the other big guy's strength. With the
you can also, if you have extra attack, you can spread the attacks. So you can attack with one attack this guy and with the other one the other guy.
That's a very good point.
That is
you don't need to spend two attacks on one guy. You can spread it evenly if you want.
Yeah, good call. The tactician in the group. Good call. I will attack both of them with my extra attack. So I'll attack the big guy first. I'll attack.
Okay.
16. I don't like the suspense. 16.
I'm sorry. Which? Yeah, that. Well, you're attacking the
big dude.
No.
The other dude.
You swing. Well, you have to make a second attack, but you swing and he parries your sword away with his battle axe.
Oh yeah, it's good AC.
Then, on the parry. Shit. On the parry, I'm going to hit him again.
Okay. Roll for another attack.
19.
Yeah, nice. So it's one of those parries where you kind of tried to thrust your sword at him instead of slash, and he, like, did the circle motion with his axe, so, like, he locks his... Your blades were locked together, and as it kind of came down, you kind of kept the momentum going and brought it back up and then slid it the blade farther, and it cuts his cheek. Open up pretty good.
Okay, I would like to make a perception check.
Okay, what are you trying to perceive?
Perception check, or would it be an insight check? I'm not in here. I'd like to
see. No, insights like to see if somebody's lying or something like along those lines.
I'd like to see, if possible, what armor they're wearing.
See if you can. Let's see if you can focus enough. So when in midst of battle, roll a perception check.
21.
Yeah, you definitely can see that. It seems like the guy in front of you, he's wearing a full plate of fairly nice, like, steel armor. And then the guy to your left is wearing something more along the lines of iron.
Okay.
And same with the guy with the sword. There I go again.
Short and shield.
I think that was episode
short and shield.
Episode 16 was short and shield. So I think it was.
I remember shield. That.
and shield.
He also was wearing more. It was like a mix of leather and iron. Like his arms and legs were iron, and he was wearing an iron helmet. But the middle, like the chest piece, was leather.
Okay. I just wanted to know that, just to see if I could discern any weaknesses with their armor.
Yeah.
So hopefully the weaker of the two. But yeah, no, end turn.
All right, Felvindar.
You all right?
Am I all right? Oh, I punched something really hard last time.
Yeah, I noticed some pain in that face. Now it's time for a fireball.
Okay.
That I launch at these guys.
Okay. That's a good place to put a fireball.
Yeah, wait, let me draw you this circle. 5, 10.
Yeah, it's 10 feet.
Like that. I mean, obviously not like that, so that we would get hit.
Yeah, no, I get you. Yeah,
against like the that. Ceiling above them, pretty much.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I have to make a DC.
What the fuck is that fireball?
Well, it's 2d10, so one of them is the 3, and the one and the
I see that,
one.
Yeah, still. What is that fireball?
Fails. Can you go ahead and roll me? They both failed their saves. So, yeah, they just can't move in time, and then a fireball explodes right in between.
Oh my god, I rolled 2 14s.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh my god.
They don't catch on fire, unfortunately, but they do take a bit of fire damage. So let me.
And I step one a bit.
Oh, actually, the guy with the sword and shield falls to his knees.
Hey! Does the other guy catch
be breathing
fire?
Anymore? No, he doesn't catch on fire, but.
But he burns just, too crisp.
Yeah.
No, I meant the other guy because with the fire damage, so you can roll. Fire.
I mean, with a 14.
He already did. With 14s. 14.
What's the DC again for
it's
catching 15
fire? 15 and higher.
Ah, yeah. Right.
Yeah. One short.
I need to wait till the next turn to reanimate that guy. And I used both of my hands, so that is my turn. And now it's the Frost Atronach's turn.
Send him in.
I had to put somebody else into initiative. All right, he can stay there. Nothing.
Ambusher incoming.
All right, are you all done, Felvendar? Sorry, I was looking at something.
Yeah. Felvendar's done, and it's now the Frost Atronach's turn.
And he is actually going to move up on top of that body.
Go there, big guy.
Stomp again. So as he, if these were wood stairs, they would crumble as he walks up, but they're made.
Don't let him
of
fall into
grass.
A cave below, please. Not again.
Don't give me ideas like that. So he like comes, he tries to bring his leg up and bring it right down on the guy with the halberd, but the guy with the halberd somersaults out of the way and he misses.
I see.
Now it is the chief commando's turn.
No whammy.
He's gonna try to attack you, Gris, with his battle axe.
Please don't.
Oh, yes. And he just can't seem to land a blow with either of his attacks. He tries to make two. He makes a slash to the right and then brings it up and tries to do an overhead like downwards cut on you, but you parry the first one away, and then as he brings up his battle axe, you lift your shield up and just parry it away with your shield.
Nice.
Yeah, and that I'm is down with his that. Turn.
I just have to say you're fucking lucky.
Yeah.
He's dead, so we go to Reed.
Okay.
It's your turn.
So, I know you told me to stay put next to you, right? Yeah, I ain't gonna do that. I'm gonna use my bonus action to disengage, so all my movement doesn't take reaction attacks.
Yeah.
Against me.
Yeah.
I'll take up opportunity. It is. So, I would like to go up here.
Okay.
Actually, go to the side of this guy up here behind him. Do I get flanking advantage? Or do I have to be right
only
behind
if you stand here, I think.
Yeah. One square over.
How long is that? How long is that? Give me a sec. Let's stop doing that. There. 5, 10, 15.
20 feet.
20. Okay, okay, that's fine.
You definitely can make it there.
So I'm going to stab him. So I have advantage.
Stab.
On this.
Come on, dude.
That's a 17.
Yeah, so you go to stab him, but he spins around and blocks your dagger.
God damn it. God damn it. Of course, my advantage gets nothing.
17? So he has 18 AC, if I observe that correctly.
Maybe. I would like to just do this.
I need his armor, dude.
Just like...
Okay. Yeah, You totally can do that. All right. It is the Hellberg guy next to Gris. He's going to try to get you again with this Halberg. Keep putting a G on that. I don't know why.
Ooh.
And yeah, he tries to skewer you again in the stomach, but this time he breaks through your armor and you feel sharp pain in your stomach.
Four.
And feel some warm blood running down your hip. Five slashing damage. Piercing damage. Whatever.
Nice.
Purest thing it would be if he thrusts.
Mm-hmm. Now it's the other Halberg's turn. He's going to try to attack the Frost Astronaut.
Is he?
13. And he hits. So he swings his Halberg with all of his strength and it digs deep into the Frost Astronaut's like thigh area, I guess, for 6 slashing damage.
Oh, 13 hits?
Yeah.
He's bad big creature. But I guess he has a lot of HP, so
yeah. That's how I created that one, was low AC, lots of HP.
Is he vulnerable against fire magic?
I would say so, yeah.
Let's see. So I need to watch out if I use it against a mage.
Yes. Yeah, because that's a lot cooler than being like, oh, no, it doesn't. It's a fucking giant ice cube. Like,
yeah, and on the contrary, the Flame Atronach, of course, would be vulnerable to frost attacks.
Yeah. So,
I like that.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad. All right. That's his turn. Gris. You have one more turn, Felvindar, before that Frost Astronaut goes away, just to let you know.
Yeah, thank you.
Gris, your turn.
Yeah.
Is it 5 turns already?
It's been 4.
I am going do what my good friend Filvendar suggested. Do the double attack on both of them. And I'm going to go 4. Or am I?
I don't know. Are you?
Yes, I will. So I'll attack the guy on my left, the Halberg guy first.
Okay. Roll the attack.
17. Yeah,
you fucking slash his stomach open.
8 damage, and then attack the big dude.
Yeah, go for it.
24. Yeah.
So you do like a spinning motion, and you just pivot on one of your feet, and you do you just like hold your sword out, and you just cut both of them right across their stomachs.
Bonus
your
action.
Blade fills fine skin on both of them. And what bonus was that? Action. Bonus action? Yeah. What's your bonus action?
So this is a very strange idea, I think, maybe.
Nothing strange.
We've had some of those.
D&D.
Yeah, we've had a lot of those.
Let's hear it.
Can I try and intimidate the guy with the halberd next to me?
Sure. How do you want to intimidate him? Just like yell at him? Do you want to like try to lift up your sword and shield when you like yell and like kind of thrust your chest at him? Like what do you want to do to intimidate him?
Can I just after I've hit both of them, can I just slowly turn my head towards him and grin at him? Very maliciously and be like,
sure.
I'm going to get you next, boy.
Roll an intimidation.
It's probably not going to work.
With charisma, I don't
with
know.
With an 11.
I've got minus 1 charisma.
Yeah. No, he doesn't. He's just like, what the fuck? And gets ready for another attack.
What's
so,
this guy?
Yeah. is that your turn?
Yeah, dude. That's me dumb.
All right, so I forgot to do this guy's turn, but Reed, you would see a guy with a battle axe coming in from the back of the room where you guys couldn't see. But that's all he could have done, so I just moved him so everybody could see him, because that's what he was going to do. So, Felvindar.
Right, so on this turn, my Iron Flash goes off away, and I will... So, in the after my turn, the Frost Etranor can have one more.
Yeah, one more turn, and then he's gone at the end of this round, yeah.
So, then I will refresh myself with one hand Stone Flash, and with the other, I will reanimate the guy that's lying like underneath the Frost Etranor.
Okay.
Wow.
He, let me just move that Frost Etranor real fast. Yeah, so he, a zombie version of the guy with the sword and shield on the side that Felvindar and his Frost Etranor are, comes back to life with a moan.
Right. And yeah, then that is his turn.
Okay. Frost Etranor is going to just, I'm just going to put him, he's going to step over here behind the guy and try to stomp again. When this time is successful, the guy with the halberd is kind of in shock right now from seeing his dead fellow, possibly a friend, just come back to life and can't move out of the way in time. And he takes
9
damage. All right. Now it is the Zombo's turn. He's going to attack the halberd guy, of course, but Bazombi being a zombie, it's not very good at really anything. And he swings his sword, but just not with enough power. Maybe the spell is still in work, so it's not at full like potential yet. And he clearly just misses him completely, falls short. And now it is Reed's turn.
I will, let's see. So I did see that guy coming over there, right?
Yeah, you saw him.
Fuck.
He wasn't trying to be sneaky whatsoever.
I kind of hoped he was coming from the other place, but... well, first I'll go down and step the guy again in the back with my dagger.
All right. Yeah.
That's a 25!
With advantage, you fucking find skin. You stab him in his like kidney and he winces in pain.
14 damage.
All right.
And yeah, I would like to
disengage.
No.
Oh,
okay.
Because I can use sleight of hand as a bonus action.
Oh, yes, no. You can.
To do what?
To pickpocket the guy in front of me.
What else? What else?
What else would I do?
What else?
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
Do you fall out and put a grenade in his pocket?
That's an 11. Get anything from him.
No, you just, he's moving around too much, fighting with Gris, and you just can't get your hand in his pockets.
Well, then I'll stay here.
All right. He's gonna notice you and turn around and attack you.
It's kind of hobby. Yeah, that definitely hits.
Oh, no.
All right. And then...
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I rolled 2 16s.
Yeah, I would like to half that.
So...
I am just 0. I halved it.
Well,
I am unconscious.
So he just comes down. He does a double, like if he was chopping axe, and just clearly gets in both of your shoulders, and you fucking, from the pain and blood, just bursts up into the air. Gris, you can see this from behind the chief that's right in front of you, and you see Reed collapse onto the ground.
Can I use a free action to talk over the rings? and tell Phil.
Then he's going to turn around and look at you again.
Am I okay to do that?
No, because it's not your turn. Not out of turn.
Oh, okay.
Once it's your turn, you can.
All right.
The Halberg guy is going to, that's standing next to you, Gris, is going to attack.
Yeah. Bring it. Oh, fuck. I shouldn't have said that.
And he kind of watches his, what you are starting to think the leader, do this double like axe motion attack, and does the same thing to you, and it just sticks into your collarbone, goes deep, and does 6 slashing damage.
Well, we really we should have done a short rest before this, boys.
What do you mean?
We've got a lot of people to take out still.
This is gonna go. I forgot to get somebody's character sheet up.
No.
All right. It is the newest guy with the battle axe. He's going to go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. He can make it right. He's gonna help back up the people on the right side of the room, since he just watched his chief take out someone. All right. Now it is the Halberg guy's turn on the side that Felvindar is, and he's going to attack the Zombo. For 16, and 16 does hit. You see him sink his Halberg deep into his hip, and with a gooey sound when he pulls it away, he does. Yeah, exactly. 7 slashing damage to that Zombo. But it doesn't look really affected because it's a Zombo. So.
Oof.
It already looks like it's dead. All right, Gris.
Oops, sorry, Jagger.
It is your turn.
Over the rings, Gris is going to shout to Filvindar. Reads down. That's about all you can shout.
I kind of have my hands busy here.
Yeah, same.
Fuck. All right.
Sorry about it.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Better start doing some damage.
Yeah. I'm trying to try and weigh up my options here real quick. But I got to do damage. And just hope that he can do success rolls. I'm going to have to take out the big dude. I'm going to have to take out the chief. So, going to attack him with longsword. It's 15.
Nope.
Yeah, no, he parries it away.
And again, 24.
Yeah, so he parries your first one with his battle axe, but your second attack finds skin right on his shoulder blade. There's an opening where you could go in for an attack, and you get it for... Hey, remember when I said you need to start dealing some damage? 5 is not good enough. 5 slashing damage.
You were a 1 on a D8. God damn it.
My bonus action, I'm going to take Second Wind.
Okay.
Which regain roll hit points D10. Equal to 1d10 plus my fighter level. So, fuck, that's an... Did I do that wrong?
No, a d10.
Not the hit dice.
Oh, it's just a d10.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, so 1d10 is 8.
Plus your...
Plus 5, 13. So I've regained 13.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
That's okay. I'm in sort of okay.
All right. Ugh. Is that the end of your turn?
Oh, fuck. It's going to have to be. I can't do anything else.
Felvindar. It is your turn.
I guess the Frost Atronach falls to a pile of snow.
Sorry. Yep, pile of snow on the ground now, if anybody wants some. It's like shards of ice more than snow, actually. It's starting to melt because they're by a fireplace.
This is a really tough encounter.
Yeah, it really comes down to action economy.
Yeah.
How does this guy look?
He looks
pretty beaten up, I guess.
Yeah. You can see some blood dripping, like, you know, out of his boots, and he looks to be panting.
Well, then never mind the zombie. I will throw another fireball up there.
Okay.
Getting them all three.
All right, let me see.
Dex
saves. The guy with the battle axe.
Nope.
No. The guy with the halberd. Nope. And the zombo. No.
So they all take 13 fire damage.
Jesus. Yeah, so you send a fireball up and 13. Yours, can you roll to catch, see if they all catch on fire as well?
15.
So 15 halberd guy catches on fire.
Taking 3.
Okay.
Damage for 3 turns.
Okay, now roll one for your Zombo. Nope, Zombo doesn't. He's too gooey. And one more for and the guy with the battle axe. Yep.
He catches.
Yep.
2 damage for 2 turns. The halberd guy is still standing.
Yes.
But
he is screaming out in pain as he is engulfed in flames.
All right, then it's...
he's still standing. He frantically tries to start to put out the fire. Is that all you're going to do?
Yes, and now it's the zombie's turn.
Zombo's turn. He's going to take a swing. The halberd guy.
Come on. No, Zombo, you piece of trash.
God is absolutely trash. That is absolutely right. He like slips on some of his own gooey mess and is not stable when he swings his sword and misses again completely. Oh shit. Reed, it's you're dead.
Yes,
roll a
you're dead.
14. Succeed.
14, you succeed. I've been thinking about doing something.
Oh no.
That I would roll him and I'm not gonna tell you if you succeed or fail.
The thing is, I can use luck on them as well.
Oh yeah, you can. Well, that's fine. You can just tell me if you. I'd be like, I'll ask you if you want to use luck.
Okay.
I might do that.
Sure.
Not for this encounter, but for future ones. Either way, we are going to go now with the what looks to be the chief. And he's going to try to attack you again, Gris, with 2 swings. And they both, from the stab in his kidney that Reed just gave him, he's just not very balanced on either of his swings and is starting to feel all the pain that he has taken and just can't land a blow. Go with the halberd guy that is next to you, Gris, as well. And he's going to swing with his halberd. And also misses this time. You fucking see the halberd coming and you slide backwards as he comes down with a downward strike and he misses you.
You lucky son of a bitch.
I am.
Yeah, Jesus.
So
I rolled 11, 12, and 13. If anybody cares about that stuff. it's the guy with the battle axe's turn now. And let's see, 5, 10, that would be 20. He can make it to you, Felfindar.
Ooh.
He's going to swing with his battle axe. I'm guessing a 20 hits as he comes charging in at you.
Wait a moment.
Okay.
Wait a moment.
Oh, yeah, you have iron flesh on, don't you?
No, it's stone flesh, so my AC is 16.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It has ward as a reaction, so my AC is 20.
Oh, yeah, okay. So it matches. Yes. Yeah, okay. So he tries to slash you across your chest, but...
He just raises his hand and it bounces off.
Yeah, you raise up your hand in this visible, like, transparent aura of magic appears, and his blade just bounces right off it.
Whew.
Good thinking there. Now it's the Halberg's turn, and he's going to attack the Zombo that's right next to him. Zombo's dead. I don't even need to roll. He had one hit point left. You see, he chops your Zombo's head off, and it rolls down to the stairs to your feet, and it looks up to you kind of sad.
I have one question.
Yes.
Did you remember to take 2 damage from the fire? On the battle guy? No, or battle axe guy?
No, I did not.
Now you
because
have.
Because he attacked instead of...
putting it out.
Yes. Okay. It is Chris's turn.
Big dude again is taking a hit.
Yeah. Hopefully.
18.
Yeah, you hit.
Thank God. 12.
Nice. That's better.
That is better.
Can I use reaction to make a perception check?
You're not going to use your second attack?
I was going to say you have 2 attacks.
I'm allowed, yeah, I can use my second attack, but I'm allowed to use a free action before, right?
No, I always kind of understood it as like...
You're taking
2 attacks, and then you could do your perception check. I'm not saying you can't do that. I'm just saying you need to do your attacks back to back.
I will hit him again.
Because it's almost like a finesse thing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And yeah, so you get him right across his neck, but not too deep on the first attack. And then you try to go for like to skewer him in his stomach, and you can't break through his armor.
Okay, so.
But now you can make your perception check.
Perception check to. Oh, do I make a perception check? Oh, okay. I'm going to put this out there. I want to vote from both Bear and Witch on this. No, from you, not your players, not your characters. Do I go all out and try and make a ballsy move, or do I just play it nice and calm?
Completely up to you. What would Chris do?
I'm also planning a bit of a risky move, so...
Yeah, I mean, it's risky. Think of it more as what would Chris do, not what you want to do.
Okay, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, play your... Like, that's how you are supposed to do it. So, yeah, just do what you think Chris would do. If he would go into a rage, you just constantly focus on one target. If that's what you do, then do that.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I think... He could do this, given his strength and his athletics, but I don't think it's feasible.
Only one way to find out?
There is only one way to find out.
Just do it. Whatever you want to do.
I'm going to jump over the big guy.
Do it.
Okay, you're going to take disadvantage to do that, because he's a little taller than you are.
And you were wearing heavy armor.
That's an 11.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, I went balls to the wall. No,
you try to jump over him, and he just like puts you back in your place. Like, what are you doing?
Okay. Yeah.
The fuck? Yeah. This is not normal for a fighter to do.
Yeah. My idea was to jump over to Reed, but I was.
Yeah. No, I got you. You could have just been like, I move around him, because technically you wouldn't take a. Attack of opportunity unless you tried to like give him a potion or something, because
yeah, that was gonna
doing
be
doing something like that. I'm gonna say somebody's gonna have an attack of opportunity.
That movement, that would have been my movement, and I would have used a bonus.
Like, yeah, like you could have stepped here and it wouldn't have taken any attack of self opportunity.
But I'm sorry to say, but you cannot, bonus actions are for taking the potion yourself.
Yeah.
If you're feeding another one, it's an action.
It's an action. Yeah, true. So yeah. You would have been able to, so, but good okay. thought.
Yeah, good, good
try.
Poor
that's,
execution.
That's what we like. Just the dice Wait. Weren't in your favor. Phil,
do you have potions left?
I was going to steal one of yours.
I don't have potions left.
Well, I don't think anybody has any potions except for Felvindar.
Yeah.
And they, so I don't even think they're healing potions.
We're going to have to wipe these boys out before we can get rid of.
Oh, actually, Gris, you do have a potion of Lightfoot, which allows you to travel 30 yes. feet farther than you typically could.
And I also have one healing potion left and the potion of Lightfoot.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not going to help me either.
I don't know how I remember that stuff sometimes, but I can remember the items you guys have, but not if you've taken the dodge action or if yeah. somebody's on fire or what. But
all right. Emergency spell again. Okay. Fury on the guy in front of me. Wait a second. It's an apprentice spell. So could I... No, a novice spell even. Okay. So could I do that with both hands on the guy with the battle axe in front of me and make him make two wisdom saves?
No.
I see.
Just one.
Well,
you know, rage is, he'll probably still attack you.
Yeah, but I hope but to you could get away.
Yeah.
I got that he misses the opportunity attack and then that he attacks his other fellow.
I gotcha. All right. Let me roll his. Is that a constitution save?
Wisdom save. Of
wisdom.
15.
That's right.
I hope he's not wise.
Well, you know what they say.
No, I mean.
You put your hand up in his face and it glows red. And you just can tell that the spell doesn't work. He kind of like shoulders your arm out of the way and is getting ready for another attack.
Shit. Sparks at him.
Oh, this is rough.
Okay. That's a
dexterity save. Is he wearing plate or metal armor?
He is, and he fails.
So how was that now? When an armored opponent takes lightning damage, does the damage get doubled or do I roll another die?
I think you'd roll another die.
Which one?
Sparks or lightning? That's not Sparks is novice, so I'm just gonna say a D4.
Right.
So yeah, add a D4. Oh, yeah. Nice, Max. So 13, oh, yeah, so 13 damage.
And yeah,
not too bad for a novice spell.
How? I'm not sure if it would make sense to run away, since I in the next turn he would be able to get to me again.
Can you use your bonus action before your movement action?
Yeah.
Yeah. So could you not use your potion of Lightfoot then run away?
That is a good idea.
If you use that, you'd probably be able to make it up to like all the way up to Gris if you wanted.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to go into melee, but I want to be like here.
Yeah, because I'm pretty much counting stairs being 10 instead of 5. So anywhere there's a square.
So then I do
it
like that. I take the potion of Lightfoot and receive an attack of opportunity.
Okay.
And I make it over there.
Attack. And he's just still being electrocuted. And he doesn't even get a chance to attack you before you get away.
Are you moving now or are you moving your way up the stairs? Because he would still be able to get you on the next turn.
I don't think he would.
He can't make it because that's two sets of stairs.
Okay, yeah.
So it needs to get down and then back up again.
And each staircase is 10 feet instead of 5 feet.
So he'd be able to get to the bottom of the second
like
set.
Like the bottom of the stairs, yeah.
Okay.
So that was smart.
We need to get some healing done as well, but how are these guys looking?
Guy with the battle axe looks totally fine. The guy with the halberd, though, he's not going to be chasing after you. You could definitely tell that. He's looking pretty bad.
Right.
Well, the guy with the battle axe is also on fire.
Yes. Still.
For one more turn.
One more turn.
Wait a second.
This is very micromanaging today, right?
It is. Oh. And it's a lot more difficult for me now.
Without what do you mean? Here,
this is, healing hands. Yeah, well, I will move over solid. Here. Up there.
Hey, we're doing okay. All right.
And that is my turn.
All right. Bree, can you roll me a saving throw?
Yes.
Please.
That's an 8. That's
your first fail. Mark one of those down for me, please, and thank you.
One of each.
And now it's the captain's turn. Well, he's not really a captain, but Gris, he's going to attack you. So he does like a tries to slash you like in an X pattern across your chest, and only one of the slashes finds skin. It only does 5 slashing damage. Doesn't cut too deep, really.
I can take 5.
Why could he not have done that to me instead of the 12?
Yeah, I don't know. I rolled 2 16s for you. now it's the Halberg's guy, and he's going to attack you, Philvinder, because he just saw you pop
up. Yeah, I expected as much.
Disadvantage in my reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. What?
Doesn't matter, because you rolled a natural 1.
Ooh.
So, like, at the same time, Philvinder, you don't need to roll for this just because it sounds way cooler. Philvinder casts a steady ward, and there is an aurora of magic that just appears, and Gris is coming in and like ping, like deflects it from if it was to hit Philvinder, but the front of the blade hits the magic and flies up into the air, and then comes down, is now
he's disarmed
here.
Now
it like came over here, landed, so he needs to like move. I would give an opportunity to attack because he's gonna have to bend down and pick it up, but he's not doing that this turn because he's already used his action.
So if he has no weapon, is that disadvantage?
Well,
because he has no way
I'll just tell you straight up that I wouldn't probably attack. Like, just thinking how that person would be, he wouldn't attack.
No, if I was to attack him on my turn, he would have no weapon in his hands.
Yeah, but his armor is still there.
So. Yeah, but it's his armor that.
I don't think it would be advantage. It's just good for us that he now needs to spend one turn and one action to pick up his weapon again.
And that's going to already provoke an attack of opportunity because he's bending down to pick something up, and he's going to have to use his action. So that would give
the battle axe guy moves up.
Yes, the battle axe guy moves, starts chasing after Philvinder that I just saw run back up the stairs, and he isn't very bright because he could have just gone up and around, which would have been better, but no, he's going to climb stairs and get funneled. So that's what he's doing. The guy with the halberd is going to move back into the main room. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, and can make it over to Gris. Please,
again, try to dodge as much as you can.
And attack.
Oh, no. Ah, shit. Wanted to go there.
Gris, you see it coming. You can hear him running up on you, and you turn around and get into a defensive position just in time as the halberd comes crashing down on top of your shield. Okay. And now we go to you, Gris. It is your turn.
Okay.
Gris, I need a way here.
Yeah. We pinged at the exact same time, dude. So.
Now your shield bash really comes in handy.
There's a fireplace behind him.
Ooh. Yes. Yes, there is.
So if I
and there's like a lifted ledge too. There's like a lifted brick ledge that fireplace. So it's not just like, it's not flush with the floor. It's probably up a couple feet.
So if I was to shield bash him, would he technically bump his legs and fall into the fire?
I would roll for it, but yeah.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I'll roll a d20 for that.
Screw it. Yeah. So I can use my bonus action to shield bash him.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, boom. There's not. That's just a thing. I don't need to
roll. Yeah, it's not an attack roll.
With a 12, I'll say he kind of like, you sat him down practically.
So he's sitting
like
in the
he pile. Kind of tripped, but he didn't like trip all the way onto his back. Like he caught himself, but he's not fully prone, but he's going to have to use some movement to get back up. It's not going to give you any advantage
into the fireplace though.
No, not with the 12. Like it's a fireplace. He's not going to get burnt.
But is he, isn't he moving? He gets shoved back 5 feet still.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
all right. Thank you.
Okay. So then I would attack the big dude in front.
Mm-hmm.
Crit.
Oh, nice. 20.
Nice. Very
Don't
good.
Don't roll a one. Don't roll a one.
Huh?
Don't roll a one on that attack die.
One. What,
on the damage,
on the damage.
You mean,
yeah. Yeah, on the
and
damage.
Don't roll so, a one roll on her damage, please. Thank nice. You.
15.
15. Are you going to attack him again? Yeah.
I'm going to miss.
So you, like spin around from doing your shield bash, and unexpectedly, you pierce the side of his neck. And you just see blood start to squirt out from the side of his neck. And then you like try to like take his head off with your blade already there. But at that point, he grabs your blade and throws, like pushes it away from his neck. And you miss your second attack.
Okay. End turn.
So Vindar, it is.
All right, it's a risky move, and I will take some attacks of opportunity. Or no, maybe just one.
You won't. I'll say this: you won't take an attack from this guy.
Yeah. Okay. But from this guy, since I will move.
He
over
doesn't
here.
Have a weapon.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
You're
yeah
right.
So he won't take one either.
Well, that is
so
very.
So you'll
good.
Only take one if you're trying to get to Grish.
So I stand there and. I reach out with both of my hands.
Why don't you go like this?
Because then
like
you still get then you still get an attack
opportunity.
He still
would get attack.
And yeah. He reaches out both of his hands and he heals you with each one of them. So with
and
his left hand he heals Gris, and with his right hand he heals Reed. With healing hands.
Is that a touch?
It is a touch spell, so I need to go there. So that's 11 for Gris and 14 for Reed.
Hell
okay,
yeah,
so
big up!
As you're healing Reed, you get attacked, and he comes right down the middle of your back.
Who?
By the guy in the middle.
Is that an attack of opportunity?
Oh, yeah, because I guess it wouldn't be.
Yeah, because I didn't move out of his range.
Technically not.
If I would have moved over
so,
here...
So never mind, I'm sorry, I don't know why I thought... He got one. So no, that doesn't happen. Reverse time. No, we're back.
Wow.
We're gonna attack you.
So yeah, that is my turn.
Okay.
So Reed, you are up, but still prone, I guess.
I'm still prone. I can just use half my movement to stand up.
Yes, and I guess you both took the HP.
Yes.
Yep.
Nice.
Well... I'm guessing
and that's
turn,
my turn.
Yep. Now it's Reed's turn.
I would like to stand up then.
Okay, you stand up.
So I'm not prone because that will fuck me over if he starts attacking me again.
Yes, it will.
Grab that guy's halberd and run away with it.
And I would like to stab him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roll for stabby stab. But
advantage because I'm standing in the bag of him.
Yep.
That's a 19.
Yeah.
Nice.
You get him right. You see that kidney spot that you got once before and you dig it in there again and twist it.
That's 18.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
He starts wheezing a bit, and he starts coughing up some blood.
Thank God he's not dead.
No, he's not dead yet.
Yet.
It's his turn.
No. I still have my bonus.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Which I would use to... I would like to use free action to perception or do a perception check on his pockets to see if he's there anything good in there.
God, that's not the time.
Yeah, roll for perception.
Oh my God.
No, he's still moving around too much. And now there's a decent amount of blood covering like his armor and stuff. And you can't see
it. But he's the boss. He has to have something, right?
Maybe.
What goes through your mind when during these like moments?
It's becoming Reed. A mortal situation.
Bro, Reed sees shiny, Reed wants shiny.
You literally nearly died. You wake up and you think, oh, I want to pick his pocket.
Disadvantage. Oh, disengage, that, I mean.
That's Skyrim logic for you.
Yeah, right. That is actually
I can only move logic. Up here.
Because... I'm hurt. That's I'm fine. Hurt. I'm hurt. I'm hurt. Oh, what's in his pocket?
Just... Ooh, so now
I had
the
disadvantage, so yeah. Oh, yeah, it's his turn.
Yeah, the chief is going to swing at you, Gris. With another double attack, but doesn't seem to be able to land anything. He's wheezing a bit and out of breath and can't, maybe he's seeing like a blurred vision from the stab in the neck that you just did and also being stabbed in the kidney. Now it's the guy with the halberd's turn. He's also not looking too good, but he doesn't have a halberd, so he's going to have to move. So you can take an attack. Gris, on this guy? Sword. Yep, just one. But
18?
Yeah, you get him.
Nice.
As he, like, reaches to get his sword, you just slice off both of his arms, and he just screams for a bit, and blood just is pouring out of his arms, and then he falls over.
Holy shit.
Does not move anymore.
Nice.
Garth Hallberg's been disarmed.
Oh, that was a good
you?
One.
That was a pretty good one.
That
I
was
set you
a
up
good
for
one.
That. I said, yeah, good job. That's your first non-cringe joke.
Hey,
awesome.
I went out on a limb.
That's inspiration for Gris, isn't it?
And yeah, you know what?
And he just took it away because went out on a limb.
Actually, get a point of inspiration for that.
So you could use that now to get advantage on an attack roll.
No, it's just a dice roll. You add to the attack.
No, if you use your reaction for an attack roll, it gets advantage, I think.
No, and inspiration is just a dice.
You so add. in real life, I have a minus one to my charisma, and I think I just proved myself. Not.
Yes. Inspiration is a dice you roll with the attack and add to that.
I did not know that.
Well, it's different in the normal rules. It's a dice, but some DMs also like to use it as an advantage.
Yeah, at least the DM that I've played with always did it like that. But the attack roll gets advantage, but maybe there are other rules.
But it's because it's the normal inspiration is from the bard class, and the normal that you could give the inspiration.
Yeah,
is
inspiration the die. Class. Yeah, I know that.
So it's an inspiration die.
So if I was
anyway, it's better than nothing.
But yes. I'd have to call it.
Yeah.
What I was using it for before I roll, right?
I hate that rule.
Yeah.
So no, you don't. If you roll shit, you can be like, oh, I want to use my inspiration. I like that way much better.
Yes,
to re-roll. Yeah.
Way much better? That's not a thing. Way better.
So the inspiration is just to re-roll, yeah?
No, it's just to add to the roll.
Add to the roll.
Okay. And what's the die size of it?
I think I just looked it up in the player's book. It doesn't actually tell you what. So I think it really can just be whatever a DM does. But I know a D6 is kind of the...
go to
typical thing, so we'll just say d6, but you don't have to call it before you roll. You can call it after.
Okay.
And you can use it for anything. I'll say too.
D6
saving throws, ability checks, attack rolls,
whatever.
Damage rolls as well?
No, not damage.
No,
not damage, but anything outside of damage.
Okay.
So that's what you can use it for. Yeah, he's dead. Let me get him out of the turn order. And now it's the guy with the battle axe. He can move to about here.
Wow.
Like at the edge of the stairs. Yeah, he's wearing some heavy armor.
Mm.
So that's his turn. Now it's the halberd guy that is like sitting down, and he's going to stand up.
Yeah,
and take a. Actually, he's going to attack you, Felvindar.
Disadvantage.
Yeah,
because he's next to me, 5 feet of me. So he gets disadvantage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's good.
Uh-huh. Wow, that was lucky you stayed there.
Well,
that
doesn't really matter.
I use the ward.
Then it messes.
Cool. Does it miss now?
Yeah.
What's okay?
My AC is 20 with that.
So as he brings his halberd down, you put your hands up and that aura of magic pop appears and the blade just bounces right off and you are fine. Gris, it's your turn.
Yeah. I'm going to smash the shit out of the big guy in front of me.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, no. 15 doesn't
inspiration.
Yeah, yeah, if you use inspiration, it will. Well, maybe. Roll a d6.
I need to hit him, so.
God, it's going to suck if you rolled exactly what you needed to roll.
So I hit
you hit for your first attack.
Oh, that's not the crit, that's just 9.
Yep.
And then my second attack, I'm going to go for him again. Being an 18.
Nice. Oof.
Yeah, wow, you just rolled 2 20s.
And then that's another 9.
And that's another 9.
Hit him.
8.
Yeah, so 18 damage. Yeah, you raise up your you want to bash the shit out of him. So you bring your sword over your head and you go once on straight onto his helmet and it goes through and you see his eyes kind of cross a bit and then you bring it up again. And this time when you do it, you go like halfway down into his face and he fucking just stops moving altogether and slides off your sword and nice. Hits the ground and is dead. You actually, bonus. It was funny. You rolled exactly what you needed to kill him.
Wow.
Bonus he's dead action. Now. Great.
Yeah, yeah, he's dead.
You're going to love this. Shield bash the other dude back into the fire.
Nice. Yeah, you have some good crowd control with that.
Another d20.
I'll roll for him to see if he falls. He got a 13, so same thing that happened last.
Sits back
you did
fire.
Put him on his ass. Into the fire, not into the fire like enough to be burnt, but you definitely pushed him back and put him on his ass. So pushed him back and put him on his ass.
Okay,
could be a beat for somebody.
So from what I understand now, so obviously he's back in the fire, right? So he doesn't have an attack of opportunity against Fulvinda.
Yeah, I'll say that'd be fine. If anybody moved away from him right now, he wouldn't because he's like sitting. Had to put his hand down to like catch him so he didn't like fall all the way back, you know, kind of thing. So he's kind of like positioned halberd in one, and then the other hand is like rested on the like fireplace itself.
Okay, so
how close is he to the fire?
If somebody had like tried to push him again, you'd be able to push him into the fire.
Okay.
He's like sitting on, so there's like this nice little brick
ledge.
That's like 2 feet high, maybe. So it's not very tall, but it's got a nice little platform before the actual where the wood is actually being burnt. So
just before the end of my turn, I'm going to shout to Fulvinda to Gris can shout to Fulvinda.
What?
Go heal up, Reed.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take the aggro here.
I am fine.
Two questions that will determine what I will do next. What's the level of the chiefs?
You would have to roll the higher of the two.
Ah, so. I see. So I would need both hands.
Yeah.
And second, could I use my telekinesis to shove him into the fireplace?
I am going to make a strength check for him because he could like grab onto the edge and like resist it.
And
if there is no edge, then maybe.
And I will not provoke an attack of opportunity from this guy.
Yeah, you could move past him, up to him, whatever you want. Because like I said, he's like.
Then I will move here right now. And I will cast Revenant at the chief.
Okay. So
do that. And the chief raises up now.
Raises up.
My stone flash lasts for one more turn.
Brains.
He's on our side, Reed. Don't worry. And Gris, I mean, I want to say Gris.
I don't like it when you do this.
I know, but no worry. They will not harm you.
When the fight ends, I'm going to cut him back down again.
You can do that. And that is all he can do.
Okay.
So now it's the zombie chief's turn.
Yeah, he's just He's gonna like drool a little bit at you, Chris, and then see the guy in the fire and go over and attack him. He's not gonna stand there though. He's gonna stand like right here. And yeah, spell is still taking effect over his movements and everything. And even though he's sitting down, he is able to parry away the battle axe. But I'll say he had to lift up his hand, so now he is like laying on his back with his feet still on the ground, hanging over the ledge, because he had to parry that attack and it pushed him against the rest of the, you know, he's now even laying better. Down. So you would take advantage now on attacking this guy.
But it's his turn before ours, so I don't think that matters much.
Are you sure about that? It's my turn.
Yep. Oh, yeah, it is Reed's turn. I accidentally forward the...
Oh, it's your turn?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Reed's turn.
Oh, I didn't see him in the turn order.
Just to let this... He's looking really, really rough, right? Really
yes.
bad. Okay.
Yes.
Fuck it. I'm going to take out my strong alcohol. One of my bottles.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I mean, yes, I love this idea, but oh, no.
Uncork it, yeah. Take a swig, and pour it out on him and into the fire.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm just going to let that happen. I don't even, I'm not even going to try to like roll a strength saving throw or anything like that. I like that. Yeah, he instantly goes up in flames and just screams and screams and screams, and then you guys smell burning flesh, and then it goes quiet. And now there's a body just burning.
And for distracting me from my goal!
Just killed
the and
guy,
I would dude. Like to pickpocket the big guy.
Okay, take advantage on this, because he's a Zombo.
That's a 20!
Yeah, you find 150 gold septums.
Thank you.
A very nice like jewel ring that would be worth like, it's a gold ring, so it probably would be like 150, we'll say. So just put $150 gold and jeweled
dollars.
Yeah.
Yes. That's my turn.
And yeah, that's for all you find. Obviously his armor and stuff, but he's kind of wearing that right now. So
yeah,
for now.
All right. Well, it is. I'm just gonna get him out of the corner.
I still have
the
a
guy with
head.
The battle axe, and he is gonna finally be able to make it up to you, Gris, and swing, bada, swing. 18 hit.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. As he races up the stairs, he lifts his battle axe above his head and comes down in a sweeping motion. And gets you right across the chest, piercing through your armor. You feel some blood running down your chest now.
Just a little bit. Not too much.
He's dead. So, Gris, it's your turn.
Yeah. Guy with the battle axe, he's getting double barrels of this. So he gets a 26.
Yeah, you definitely hit.
It's a 5. Ugh. And
yeah, nice.
Over 25.
Why could you not have done that when I was
and that's
still alive?
Six. That's 11 damage. Count.
Yeah, you like thrust your sword into his stomach and then pull it out and do a finesse like slash with it across his face, and he is starting to pant a little bit from all of the stairs that he just climbed to get to you.
Well, funny you should say that. I'd like to shield bash him down the stairs.
Ooh,
okay,
nice.
I'll roll a d20 to see if he trips.
Come on.
Fuck yeah, he does. You fucking bash him, and the guy, the body that's laying right there, the guy's front of the face that you cut off, he trips over his leg and rolls all the way down to there and is prone.
Hey.
So, good job with that.
Sorry, I was trying to think of a one line to end my turn before I do.
Okay. Well, on that note, it's
mind
the
step,
turn.
But it's too late.
Well, no, it's shame. I take disadvantage on ranged attacks against him.
Yeah, because he's
I can use my unlimited power again.
Oh, no. Unlimited power.
Unlimited power.
How do dex saves work when someone is prone?
He doesn't get one. That's how it works in my world.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe like disadvantage or not.
It's completely up to the DM.
He is fucking just got bashed down 15 stairs. He's not. Move. Yeah. You fucking, how much damage is that? That's 24. My God. He is still breathing, but smoking very badly.
Mm.
And he looks pretty burnt from just the intensity of heat from
Bow to me. And
power.
And that is his turn.
Feel the power of the dark side.
It's now zombie guy's turn.
Your arrogance blinds you. And yeah, it's now the... Sorry. It's,
that would be something Felvindar says because he's all about knowledge and stuff like that.
100% a quote.
Yeah, yeah.
You definitely need to drop that in sometime when we're all role-playing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's now the chief's... Yeah, it's my turn and it's now the chief's zombie's turn.
He's just going to stand there and drool at Reed.
He just stole that stuff out of his pocket.
I get he doesn't mind. He doesn't mind.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit. He doesn't even know what septums are. He's a zombo. All
right. So we're done. We're done, right? We're done. Yeah, we're done. Fine. I'm going to go loot and table.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You find there's so many delicious foods. It's like they were getting ready for dinner, right? But it looked like they were getting ready to have a party because there's so many these roasted chickens, giant things of cheese, all of the fruits you've ever seen. Perfect. And know. There is so much food on this table.
How's these stairs? How are these stairs over here?
It's about 10 stairs up to a platform. And then at the top of that platform, there's a nice red rug that leads to the throne, which is also made out of brass and stone.
Okay.
And then there is a giant, moose head that is hung on the wall.
I would like to take an apple, use my bonus action to, take a dash action and go up and sit on the chair.
Okay.
And take a bite of
that. You feel it's a pretty comfy chair. There's like a nice pillow on it, and it's really big. Like you could lay, not lay, but like if you laid sideways in it, like you'd feel pretty comfortable. Yeah. But yeah, you do that. All right,
that's my turn.
It's the guy with the axe. He's gonna get up and just like he is kind of swaying back and forth, and that's his turn.
Okay, I'm about to do something crazy.
Okay.
Because I can.
Yes, you can.
Chris would like to drop his sword and shield.
Oh my God, I know what you're going to do. Okay.
He would like to unsheath the halberd.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Okay.
Basically run down the stairs and just slam the guy square in the face.
I was hoping you were going to jump from the top and I really wanted to.
I really wanted to, but
I'm going to make you roll for a couple things if that's the case. I won't make you roll for anything if you just want to charge him down the stairs. But if you did want to do something cool like that, I would make
stairs.
You. Okay. It's going to be an acrobatics check.
Athletics?
And it will roll your act. I'm going to do it like this. Roll your acrobatics check. If it's good enough,
22.
I won't give you disadvantage. Yes, that's 22. Good enough. So I'm not going to give you any disadvantage for attacking. So now roll your attack. And roll your damage.
Oh my God. That's a 12. Nice. So Chris, can I?
You all see Chris just drop his sword, drop his shield. He starts to walk slowly, faster, unshields the halberd, grabs it in both hands, raises it above his head and leaps. And in slow motion, he leaps far enough and then comes crashing down on the guy at the bottom of the stairs. And the halberd goes through his mouth and just directly down his body. Like down his throat, down through his chest cavity, and he's fucking dead. And if you let go of the halberd, he would be standing there with a halberd coming out of his throat.
That's exactly what I do.
And then he falls over. And that is combat over.
Oh, I was kind of sweating there for a few moments.
You're fine.
So yeah, I'll describe the room real fast now that you guys are in it. It is a very large room. It's the throne room, obviously, of this castle, or what used to be a castle. And you see Reed, he's sitting up on the throne. It's suspended off the main level and comes up to another platform. There's about 10 stairs to get to it, so it's fairly high. It's the perfect height to look down upon everybody that would be feasting at the table and directly at the fire pit. It's like perfectly centered with the fire pit that's adjacent to it on the room. There is what looks to be like one really long table that goes horizontal, and then two not as long tables pushed together that go vertical, and it makes like a T. And that is where all the food is. There's benches on each side. There's a bunch of chairs at the head of the table. And yeah, it just looks like they were getting ready to have a giant feast. There's bottles of booze, you know, for way more than you guys would be able to drink. And that's what you see. Yeah, combat is over. So
very nice. Well, yeah. Goes for retrieve his halberd.
Okay.
She's back on his back once he's cleaned it.
Okay.
The blood. And okay. Just awfulness. Walking back up the stairs with a big grin on his face, like, fuck that guy up. Like, he did damage. Picking up his sword and shield, he would like to inspect the zombie that's still standing there, gaping at the fire.
Yeah, by the time you get up there, are you gonna try to keep the spell going, Felvendar?
He is not here right now.
He's not?
Yeah,
he's back.
No, I guess by now he would be ash.
Yeah, okay. So
just his possessions maybe lying there around.
Yeah, it. Like his stuff didn't, but really the only thing that's left is a battle axe. A fairly nice battle axe, nothing too special, and then just steel full plate armor, which it's nothing too special. It's just, you know, your typical steel plate that you could buy.
Can I inspect the armor? Nope. See if it's better quality or better condition than Gris's current armor?
I am not going to make you roll for that because we're not. It's just, no. The helmet is ruined and the chest piece has been pretty banged up and ruined. Like, it's not, you as a blacksmith would know, like, this armor is no longer wearable. Like, you would have to do major work on it. Like, you could maybe take like the arms and the legs if you wanted, but it's not going to boost your armor class at all. Sell them, but
god damn it. And Chris walks over and takes a seat on the stairs, walking up to Reed.
Okay. You guys gonna eat the food?
I'm eating an apple.
Okay.
Reed's eating an apple. Gris is gonna walk up and sit on the stairs next to Reed and be like, boys, I don't know about you, but I need a good sleep.
Whiny.
Hey, it hurts getting hit. Okay, you just run away from everything because you can. I stand there and I take it. It hurts.
Well, did you not see me on the floor?
I did see you on the floor. Yes. Because you didn't stay next to me.
Did you hear me whining?
Yes, and it was music to my ears.
Fuck you.
Love you too, bud.
Will the apper that Reed's eating be poisoned or not? I don't know. Let's find out next time on the next episode of EDDS. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.
That was a long one, boys.